All right, so good evening. So tonight we will cover the odds and ends at the end of, well, I don't know, at the end of Hilchos Geirus, but one of the things that comes up pretty pressingly. Oh, hello. Hello, Sam. Did the Steelers just get to halftime? Nope. All right.
So, I forgot they were playing tonight. Thanks.
Oh, they're playing the Giants, yes. So we'll both be in our bubble. If we hear any noise emanating from elsewhere in my house, we'll know what happened. there's a source sheet that's in the chat, a link to a source sheet that's in the text box. It says a little bit outside, and the truth is the crux of the sugya actually is from a different place in Shulchan Aruch. But it is an important sugya, and that is the Mishnah tells us on page number one of the source sheet. So there's a Mishnah and a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. So this is a Nitan ala Shivcha v'nishtachra, o ala ha'oved is called Chavim v'nisgaira. So it means if somebody was the subject of rumors, meaning there were rumors going around that this guy was having an affair with this slave woman. Or was having an affair. I mean, I'm not, affair usually means that he was married already. So he wasn't necessarily married, but he was just with this non-Jew. Oh, alavadis kochavim, v'nisgaira. And then she converts, hareza lo yichnos. He should not marry her. V'im kanes, but if he did, ein mutzien miyado. But if he did marry her, so then we won't require him to divorce her. Okay, so that is that's the most important... What just happened there? Okay. Okay, fine. So, however, but if it was rumored that he was with a married woman, and then she got divorced and he went ahead and married her, then even though he already got married, so then Yossi, he should divorce you, he shouldn't be allowed to be with her. Okay, but for our purposes, there's this halacha here that says that if somebody had rumors of having an affair, having relations with a non-Jewish woman, or the other way around, a Jewish woman with a non-Jewish man, and then the person converts, so they're not supposed to be able to get married to each other. That's what the Mishnah says straight up. However, if they did, so then they wouldn't have to get divorced. So immediately you get tipped off to the idea that this is not a din d'oraisa, right? This only must only be a din d'rabbanan. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to play this game of, oh, well, you got, you know, of this... Better to apologize than to ask permission, right? So this is an example of that, right? So that would only work if it's a din d'rabbanan, not if it's a din d'oraisa. So just if you take a quick look at Rashi there, what is Rashi's concern? Although we'll see Rashi, there are those that disagree with Rashi. But Rashi says here, lo yisa'ena, why? Mishum laz, because of laz. What is laz? Laz is like lashon hara, bad speech. People are going to say bad things. Shelo yomru emes haya hakol rishon. That people don't say that the kol rishon, that the first rumor, must have been true. Look at it, it's so strange. Look at that, they're getting married later on. It must be true that they were together even before they got converted. Okay, so that is the Mishnah, and that is the Shitas Rashi explaining the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and says, Hag Yoris Miyahavya. He says, well, wait a second. It sounds like if you're saying that they shouldn't get married, or if they get married, they don't have to get divorced. The one thing that we do know is that the Gioris actually took place, right? I'm sorry, I have an emergency here. We have a baby that's not dressed. Okay. You want to say hi to Sava? Hi, Sava. Okay, so the Gemara starts off by saying, Hagiyoris miyahavi, but it's clear that the Geiris must have taken place. So the Gemara says, Urmanu, but wait a second. We have another Bryce that says, Echad ishi niskari lushum isha, v'echad ishi niskari lushum ish. Whether a man converted in order to marry a woman, or a woman converted in order to marry a man, v'chein misha niskair lushum shulchan malachim, or somebody who was migayir because they were going to then have access to the table of the king, lushum avdei shlomo, Inan Gerim, or as they were the, or they wanted to join the servants of Shlomo, so they are not going to be considered Gerim, Divrei Rebbe Nechemya. Right? Shaya Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Echad Geri Arayas, Ve'echad Geri Chalomus, Ve'echad Geri Mordechai, Ve'ester Enam Gerim. As Rabbi Nechemya said, that if they were inspired by the lions, so that is the story of the Kusim, or if they were inspired by the dream, not sure what that is, they had a dream about it. Ve'achar Geri Mordechai Ve'ester, they were converts who joined during Mordechai and Esther. So that is actually a pasuk, right? At the very end, towards the end of Megillas Esther, it says, Misyahadim. I forget the. Sheldon, help me out here. There you go. Me'amei'aretz Misyahadim. That the people from the not from. It sounds like there was this mass conversion that took place at the end of the story of Purim. So in all those cases, Einan Gerim, Achni Skari Bizmanazeh, until they have Gerus nowadays. The Gemara says, what? What do you mean? Bizman hazeh sagadaitach? What does it mean they have to get converted today? No, ela'ema kivizman hazeh. Like today, when all the Jews are suffering. So what's the implication of that Gemara, of that Braisa? It sounds like Geirus is not going to be good if you have some kind of ulterior motive. So the Gemara, and not only is it if you have an ulterior motive, but even if we will suspect you, even if we have a reasonable suspicion that you have an ulterior motive, that's still going to be enough reason for the Geirus not to be Cham. So the Gemara comments, Ha'itmar Allah, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Shmuel, Bar Martim Yishmei Derav, Halach Kedivrei Omer Klum Geirim Heim. So the truth is, we don't paskin like that, Sheet of Rabbi Nechemya. Rather, we paskin the Halacha that, with the opinion that that these people are actually going to be legitimate converts. So the Gemara says, Ihachil Harchila Nami, if so, let them convert. Why are we so hesitant? Mishum Duravasi, why Damar Ravasi? Haser mi mecha, Akshus Pevel Zuos Fasayim. They remove the curving mouths and the bending of the lips, right? Stay away from these, from people that they'll speak ill about. So that's our command. Some kind of Divrei Kavala, or some kind of hint that we should avoid these types of rumors. Okay, so that, straight up, that is the starting point for the Gemara tonight. It's a sugya in Maseches Yevamos, which for some reason the Beis Yosef doesn't feel compelled to quote. But now, he alludes to it, but he doesn't quote it outright. But it is an important Gemara. So now, but we're still left with somebody converts and we suspect that they were together beforehand, there is still this rule in the books that they're not allowed to actually get married later on, right? So we have a problem, most obvious problem, Bizman Hazeh, with that is, let's say there's an intermarried couple. So the practice is that we generally would like to convert the non-Jewish part of that couple. It's not necessarily the non-Jews problem, and often they don't want to, but that's an easy way out of it. But wait a second, if we convert the non-Jewish couple, so the non-Jewish member of the couple, so now a non-Jew, she converts, but not only was there a rumor that non-Jew was together with the Jew before they converted, we know that they were together before they converted. So does that change anything? Okay, so let's take a look here in the Beis Yosef. So in the Torah it says Echad Ger Shniskayr L'Shem Isha VeEchad Isha Shniskayr L'Shem Ish VeShniskayr L'Shem Shulcha Melachim VeEchad Ger Arayis VeChalomos Kulam Gerim. So all these things, they're all going to be categorized as Gerim. Now the truth is, the Beis Yosef is really coming at this that we're learning is really coming at this from the approach of, is the conversion good or not? That's the Shaila that, right, we're in Hilchos Gerus. That's the Shaila that the Shulchan Aruch, that our Shulchan Aruch and our Beis Yosef is wondering about, right? The question of, will a marriage be good? So what section of Shulchan Aruch would I want to look at if I wanted to find the answer to that question? That would be an Eben Ezer question, right? So the truth is, it is an Eben Ezer question. If you look on the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah of this daf, that's where this halacha is quoted. This halacha is actually quoted in Eben Ezer, right? This is the Hilchos Geirus half. And that's the marriage part. So the truth is, the Beis Yosef score stops here at this point, but we'll use that as the jumping off point just to discuss that Shiloh. So the Gemara here, so the Beis Yosef, if you look on the bottom of page, at least for me, Kuf Tzadi Gimel, so he quotes this Gemara, he quotes, and then he goes and quotes three straight halachos straight out of the Rambam, where the Rambam is dealing with this issue of, you know, that we try to push people away, and if they still want to come in anyways, then we'll accept them. Therefore, and if we take a look, maybe take a look, 7 lines from the bottom, we'll pick up there. 7 lines from the bottom of the Beis Yosef, he says, Lefichach lo kiblu based in geirim kol yamei David u'shlomo, b'mei David shema min ha-pachar chazru, u'b'mei Shlomo shema bishvil ha-malchus v'atov v'ha-gdula, shehayu ba Yisrael chazru. That we're concerned that during... What? This is on a different page in your edition than in my edition?
Oh. Oh, no, I got it on Kuf Tzedek Gimel.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Right. So first of all, there's a word that the Rambam uses that I didn't see anybody comment on, but he uses the word chazru, right? That we're concerned that they came back. I'm not sure why the Rambam uses the word chazru. We're talking about geirim here, right? Unless he's talking about some... concept that, you know, they really all are Harsinai, something like that. But the word that the Rambam uses to describe this person becoming a ger is chazur. But anyways, we're concerned that during the time of David, they're only converting because they're afraid. And during the time of Shlomo, they want to sort of get in with the good times. Why? Shekol ha-chozim min ha-goyim bishvil davar mi-hevlei olam einu mi-ger et tzedek. V'af al-pikein hayu gerim harbe. There were still many converts that converted during that time, made David Ushlomi fnei Hedyotos, in front of Hedyotos, v'hayu based in Agadol choshen lehem, lo dochen lehem, achar shetavlu mikol makom, v'lo makarvin osam, asher tira achreihem. So the Rambam records, and this is based on a different Gemara, that there actually were converts during this time, meaning the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, which is probably the more famous of the Gemara, says that during the time of David, they weren't accepted. But the Gemara elsewhere seems to talk about that they were converted. So the way the Rambam explains it is that no, that the Beis Din HaGadol didn't accept them, but there were Beis Din of Hedyotos that accepted them. I mean, technically, a couple of Jews could get together and perform a conversion for somebody. Now, and they don't necessarily have to have much standing in order to do so. So that was done. So now these people show up and say, hey, I have a conversion certificate signed by Larry Moe and Curly, right? So accept me. So the Beis Din HaGadol says, you know, they might have been Jewish, but we're not necessarily going to accept your conversion yet. We're going to keep you at a distance, and we're not going to encourage you, we're not going to discourage you, and we'll see what happens. Okay, so that is what happened. And by the way, what happens if things don't work out so well? So it sounds like they're out. Now, how out could they be? Right? Are they out because, like, what exactly does it mean to be out under those circumstances? Is it just the base? Is it that they converted, and now we're going to say, oh well, you didn't stick with the program for a year, so now we're going to nullify that original conversion? That's very hard to say. Right? It sounds like what they're saying is that it's going to demonstrate that you weren't really in the program in the first place. That's really what how you'd have to explain this, unless you get into the world of like a knas or something like that. That somebody came in and now we're going to exclude you because you didn't stick with the program. Okay, anyways.
So let me understand. So this was a person that was converted, one of the, in this category, they weren't Jewish. And they had a relationship with somebody, and then they converted.
This is on the list there. V'yimishu hibodekes shemeinah nasab b'chur Yisrael. That is one of the things that the Rambam lists of somebody who had their eyes that were concerned that they're converting, plus they have their eyes on, a doctor, right? Or they have their eye, right? Or the other way around. So that's on the list, but the Rambam continues on and quotes this Gemara and puts it in the same category as somebody who converted during the period of Shlomo and David. And the Rambam goes on and says that if somebody did convert during that time, it actually would be chal, right? We're just going to check after them to make sure that it's okay, right? So in terms of our analysis about whether the Geirus is good, it probably is good. We do have a concern for ulterior motives, and you have to keep an eye out to make sure that that's okay. Here, actually, the continues, if you go to the next page, in the Beis Yosef, about two-thirds of the way down, so there he basically continues on. It says, "Vidad the hadlo kiblu geirim lo bimei David lo bimei Shlomo isanami v'parak sheni divamos." This is mentioned. That's the word we just quoted. V'chasfu sham hatosos. Right, he the parak sheni to Shabbos. The asal kami to Hillel. Right, Tosfos their comments. He says, "Wait a second. We know about this guy who comes in front of Hillel. V'amar gairani almanas lasos kohen gadol." Right, and he says, "Convert me on condition that I become a kohen gadol." So batu achaya, so he's accepted. Why? Because Hillel understood. Hillel thought that the sofa lasos l'shem shemayim, that at the end of the day it would be done l'shem shemayim, v'china hidat techeles, d'asal kami derebi, v'amr gairani amanashe enase la'oso talmud, I'll be able to marry that talmud, right? The same story over there. So humikan, so then the Beis Yosef here then quotes the clearest formulation. It says humikan yish lumod da kol lefi roz enei basin. So from here we learn that how do we ultimately decide these cases where things seem kind of suspicious as to what the person, what is really motivating the person in order to convert. So it's in the eyes of Beis Din. Beis Din has to make that call. Beis Din has to make that decision using whatever powers they have at their disposal to be able to try to figure out whether this person is actually sincere or not, right? And that is the challenge that Beis Din is confronted with. Okay, so but all of this is really the acceptance of the conversion. What about the fact that okay, the person has converted and they want to get married, right? So is that, what's the story? Is that acceptable or not? So let's take a look. Actually, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Sam, you want to know the score? Or something just popped up, or should I keep it quiet? Okay. So comes the Shulchan Aruch here, Reish Samaches Sif Yud Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kesh Yavo Hagir Li Yisgayir Botkin Acharav Shema Biglal Mamon Sheyitol Obishvil Sraar Sheyiskela." That maybe that we have to check. Maybe the person wants to convert because they figure, you know, all Jews have money. Or something, biglal mamon, they figure they'll have access to jobs. Oh, sheyita obishvil srara, or because they'll get to be a shul president, maybe. By the way, that's actually a shiloh, whether a ger could be a shul president. But maybe that's why he wants obishvil srara. Sheyiskela, omifne hapachar, or because they're afraid. Bali chanis ladas, we try to figure out. Vim ishu bodkim achra shema inav nasan v'isha, we check if to whether his eyes are following a Jewish woman. Vim ishahi bodkim achareha, we check Shema Ineha Nasa Bachura Yisrael. The Lo Nimsas Lahem Eila. We don't find this. Modiim Lahem Kovid Ola Torah. Tereach Sheish Masiyasar Alamei Arasus Keshi Yifreshu Im Kiblu Velo Pirshu Rose Sam Shachazum Yavu Kablam Asam. Fine. That. So what do? We check after him, and if we find everything is clear, so then we go ahead and go through the process. Okay. What about if we don't see that everything is clear? Right? What about if we don't see where everything is clear? So that's sort of a more of a Evan Ezer Shaila. But so there's really two Shailas though. A, would we accept a convert as to if he has his eyes specifically on marrying somebody in particular? And B, would we allow the person to marry that person in particular? If the person goes ahead and converts, so could they go ahead and get married after the case? And the standard issue today is that we assume that they may have had a relationship beforehand. Would that be acceptable going forward? Okay. So according to the, so we read in the, so what do I have? How did I set up the source sheet here? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so on page 6 of the source sheet, we have the sheets of the Rashba, right? So if you look at the Rashba here, this is page 6, the bottom right part of it. It says, "Vakshini hachi l'chatchila nami," right? So Uparkinan says the Rash, but Kid Rav Asi. Why the Amar Rav Asi? Lazus Vasaim Harchek Mimecha. That's the end of that Gemara, that the people with curled lips we try to stay away from. So Perish Rashi, why are we not allowing them to get married? The Asi Lachzuke Lakalachama. Lakalakama, says Rashi, because we will establish the first kol. We'll be establishing the first rumor, right? There are rumors that these two were fooling around, and now they convert, and now they're getting married, right? So that's going to confirm the original thing. So that's the sheet, the original rumor, and that's why they shouldn't be allowed to get married. So comes the Rashba, however, and we could skip a little bit to the end there, the last three lines. Says the Rashba, Lazus Fasayim, Shalo Yomru Shazulo Niskaira El Lashem's Nus, Vizelukanis El Lashem's Nus Kamar. So what's the Rashba's concern here? The concern is that people not say that the conversion was only for the purpose of Znus. That's the Rashba's pshat. So that's different than Rashi. Right, Rashi's pshat is our concern. What are the rumors we're concerned about? That they had relations beforehand, right? And what's going to be damaged by the rumors being said? The reputations of those two people, right? That they had relations before the conversion, right? According to the Rashba, what's the concern though? According to the Rashba, the concern isn't confirming the rumors that they were. Together, rather it's suggesting that the Geirus may not have been sincere. Right? So, according to Rashi, they're raising doubts about whether these people, about the history of these people, about their activities. According to the Rashba, the question is about the conversion itself. Okay? So what then is, at first glance, what then is the nafkamina between the Rashba and Rashi? Right, what then is the ramification between Rashba and Rashi? The answer might be, when we know that they were sleeping together beforehand, right? So one thing, the case of the Mishnah seems to be, right, there are rumors, these guys were hanging around together, we don't know, etc., right? That's the case of the Mishnah. So now they go, oh, I didn't get married later. Aha, I knew it all along that they were an item. They've been an item for 5 years already. Right? That's the Shita of Rashi. According to the Shita of the Rashba, according to Rashi, if I were to say, well, let's say it wasn't a rumor that these two were hanging out, were together before the conversion took place. It was common knowledge that they were together before this took place. How would it be common knowledge? Let's say they were married, right? Let's say they went ahead and got a civil marriage beforehand, right? So according to Rashi might say, well, look, if they had a civil marriage beforehand, by them getting married afterwards, we're not raising any issues about maybe the two of them, about confirming any rumors about whether the two of them were together beforehand. Everybody knows they were together beforehand, and then perhaps it should be mutter. However, according to the Rashba, the doubts are being raised about the conversion itself. Right, people are going to say that the conversion wasn't okay. The person wasn't really sincere. They're only doing it in order to get married. So, are those rumors going to stand regardless of this case? So it seems that yes, right. It seems like those rumors can continue on, right? Just because they were married beforehand and they're married now, at first glance, I wouldn't say, oh, well, that proves that that the Geirus was sincere, right? No, it's raising a level of doubt on the sincerity of the Geirus. So that seems like it would be the ramifications between Rashi and the Rashba. I don't believe, even in Eben Ezer, where this halacha is talked about straight up, I don't believe that machlokus is addressed, right, straight on. So it is left. What? I think what he means is for the sake of them, he wants to be with her, so her father said, you know, over my dead body, unless you get a conversion. So he said, fine, all right, I'll get a conversion. Right, but it really was what was motivating him was this. I think that's what the Rashba probably means. But yes, good point. Okay, so this Shaila obviously becoming more and more common, and came up already to the Rav Chaim Moser Grudzinski. So as we quoted from, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, from my, I wouldn't say first edition, but pretty early edition of the Achi Ezer, which I got from Rabbi Krauss, Chelek Gimel. So that is on the, it's on the list here, right? Yeah, the next page, sideways. All right, are you able to?
Sideways, yeah, at least, but.
Okay, well.
Anyway, you wrote it.
So. Right, so you, the Shaila Tufresh Ayin Beis, which translates to the year 1912. And there, he says, Lifnei, it's not addressed to anyone, Lifnei Nisiyati, I'm not sure what that is, Mi Vizbadon, anybody know what that is? I don't know what that is. So, Benachris She Niseis Liyisrael Bederech, you know what that word is? Civilly, be America, right? There was this non-Jew who married a non-Jewish woman, who married a Jew in civil marriage in America. Now she wants to convert, right? Like, who was the case? Like Pocahontas, right? Pocahontas went back to Europe with John Smith, and right, and she went and converted, right? So too here, right? So this woman comes back with this guy to Europe, and now they want to convert. But certainly this guy, but Sidaid, I assume that means the rav of their city or something. Ulai, what is this? Oh, this is a game. I don't think this is like a beat game. I don't think we should do this. You could try this later on. Okay, this is a beat game. It's gonna go all over the place like your bracelets did. You're gonna have to do this a different time. Okay, that's on my left. Okay, I don't think this is quite going to work. I should take a nap today, but we'll see what happens. So, Ritzon Leiskai Ritzidei, right? Ulai Be'efshari Lahakil Kim Lo Yikablu Hu L'Geiris Beis. That he suggested that we should try to be Mekel, because if we don't accept them for Geiris and Beis and Kasher, B'din, Tvila V'Kabbalas Mitzvos, Teich LeBeis and Shell Reformer, right? If we don't accept her, so then she's going to get a Reform conversion. V'Geiris Lo Yeshen Kadas. Now be meaningless, right? Gabitzil ifnei shadas harav agon hadayin posen nota lahachmir davar lefishehi l'shem ishus v'gam achrei shetisgayer lo tishmer dini Yisrael. So he had two concerns. One is that she was getting married l'shem ishus, and also after she converts, there's not any indication that they're actually going to go ahead and keep the mitzvos. So the Rav Chaim Moser deals with the l'shem ishus part. What's the best part to do here? There, and he makes this point towards the bottom of the first column, right? Towards about five lines from the top of the bottom of five lines from the bottom of the first column, he adds in. He says, "Mikomakom kolze dafku aval leha." I keep it indicate like in the Tosefta. About Benesuet Slo Barkos, but here, when they got married in a Arkos, in a non-Jewish court, before Hesia publicly, Derech Nesuin, they had a wedding, Lo Shanu HaKashash Lachzuke Kala Kamai. We're not concerned that we're going to confirm the original Kala, we're going to be confirming the original rumor, that Kol Kfar Nischazik, they pierce him out of Sunish Medchila, because that Kol was already established from the fact that they publicized, right, from the wedding invitations that they sent out for the first time that they got married. So we know that already. So it sounds like it should be that shouldn't be a concern. So if you skip ahead a little bit, he says Uladina came perish the halacha b'shayel sechuvas hagon the Rav Chaim Tzanzer uvechuvas shoel lemeshiv that sura lichnos kamosha asher harashba b'shayel shuvas divrei Chaim masik levasov letzayt of ofen sheish lachush kedei shelo lidei averos kamurus matirin iser kal mufrat b'chay gavna debidieved lo teitze ein mochem bedavar ach lo lahatir l'chatila. He says, but however, the divrei Chaim right, he shouldn't do it because of the sheet of the Rashba, that the concern about whether the conversion is going to be treated, is going to be recognized or be respected. But he says, but b'di'evid, I hear why you would want to do it, and we wouldn't protest against the person that goes ahead and do it, meaning you're already considered to be in a b'di'evid situation, right? The case with the marriage was, right, b'di'evid, this is an example where we say, l'chadchila, you shouldn't get married, b'di'evid lo teitze. But what about if they're engaged? Right, would we still say, is that perhaps considered already that we would say lo teitze? So, perhaps, right? Perhaps that's what Chaim Moser is getting at, that perhaps there's room to say that maybe it would be okay. And then he continues on the next page as well, towards the end of the tshuva, it's actually, there's a whole page in the middle, but towards the end, on the right side he says, V'nira mized tekavanasam l'shem shemayim, right, umatzasi yisodzev, no. That he's concerned that if not he'll go he'll become mishumad, he'll go totally off, and therefore the Rav Chaim Moser is willing to be makel on this marriage. At the same time, I was not able to see this inside, but the Dvar Avram, the Kavner Rav, came out and said that no, that nowadays we would be more machmir on these cases, because we absolutely can't trust that people are going to be sincere in their conversions, because there's so much of a willingness to go ahead and to not take this seriously. So that was the machlokas in the early part of the 1900s. And then you continue on. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, which I did not put on the sheet, where it seems like the case of Rav Chaim Moser, where the non-Jew is converting, but the Jewish person is not really religious, and the non-Jew is not going to be religious, and Rav Moshe dismisses it out of hand. He says that no way is that going to be okay. However, Rav Moshe does have a tshuva here. It's interesting. He doesn't. He doesn't name who the rabbi is, but this is in the source sheet in Simon Chaf Zayin. It's addressed to Lerav Echad Samuch LePittsburgh, right? One rabbi who lives close to Pittsburgh. I don't know. Maybe it was the rabbi in Oil City, Sam. I don't know, maybe. See if you can recognize the details of the story. Right, but what's the case here? B'davar echad shenasa nachris, a person who married a non-Jew, v'dari ma b'farhesi, was publicly living with her, harbi shanra for many years, v'holded ben, they had a child mimena, right, who's not Jewish. Right, v'ata niskayra, now she converted, im yish b'ha iser lo she'isa'ena, and she converted already. So is there a prohibition for her to marry him, midin nitan al ha-nachris, v'niraisa lo yis'ena, shetitin b'vamustav kafdalin. Is there an additional reason for them not to get married based on the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Chaf Dalet? And what does Rav Moshe say? So he says, where is it? I can't pick out the spot here. Right. So he figures out there's also a tshuva of the Rambam that he quotes, and then he suggests at the end of that first paragraph, he says to be makel v'alchem mistaber ketam shebiarti shevade lo shayach b'haisin esua lo shehuba for hesya kedivarti, that that when they were married it was already publicized. V'gam l'shitas rash b'va vadei lo asu klal, certainly there's no isra at all. V'alchem yesh lahakel baze, suggests to be makel. He continues on. The next paragraph is a monkey wrench in this whole thing. It says v'lahamtim gimel chadashim acharei shenisgayer lahavkin bein zeresh nizra b'kedusha l'shelo kedusha vadei tzarech kodem shediskadish lo. Right, the Rav Moshe adds in that you have to wait 3 months before they could go ahead and get married again. And by the way, Rav Moshe also says after she converts. That's actually not the minug in a lot of Bati Dinim. In a lot of Bati Dinim, the waiting of the 3 months, maybe we'll do a shir on this later on, the waiting of these 3 months actually happens before they convert. That's at least what the beast in here attempts to do. But anyways, Rav Moshe concludes that it should be okay. His question is just on the geirus itself, right? The geirus itself. How does the geirus itself work? If you see that the whole point is that she's going ahead and getting married, it is for the purpose of getting married. So the answer to the question is, would she be willing to convert? Would she want to convert even if there wasn't the option of going ahead and marrying this person? That's what Rav Moshe deals with in this last paragraph. That seems to be the question. And he even points out that it could be that if she's converting for real, it could be that she'll end up being more religious than he is. So even though he might not be so religious, she might end up being more religious. And if she ends up being more religious, so that would certainly be a benefit. So he says you have to judge each case individually. Would you, let's say the answer is, the girl says, listen, there's no way I would convert unless I was going ahead and marrying this guy, but I'm willing to be totally sincere, right? I am totally sincere in wanting to be Jewish, but there's no way I would be here if it wasn't for the fact that I'd be marrying this guy, right? So would that be acceptable? So I believe different Bati Dinim have different approaches to that middle question. Incidentally, there was a whole organization when I was in Phoenix. This organization was playing a major role. It was called the Eternal Jewish Families, whose whole basis for the organization was to try to find intermarried couples and convert the non-Jewish one. That was like their way of doing kiruv, right? They're going to motivate, and by converting the non-Jewish one, we'll convince the Jewish one to become more religious as well. That was like the whole purpose of the organization. It ended up being a major scandal with that, and it's no longer on the map, but they were very involved. In fact, when I was in Phoenix, they were very involved in the Phoenix community, for better or for worse, so I was experienced them. But the whole thing, and they had at least the agreement of many Gedolim to do this, to attempt to do Kiruv by attracting the Jewish spouse to become more frum by getting the non-Jewish spouse to convert, and that would lead to a process of both sides becoming Bali Tshuva, which happened in some cases. So anyways, that is the issue here. I believe most Bati Dinim today are on the side with Rav Moshe, etc., that they would accept these geirim, assuming they are sincere. Of course, with the one caveat being, if they admit that they wouldn't do it unless they were going to be getting married, but they are sincere, that question is still left, I think, a little bit in the open to be resolved by individual Bati Dinim. Okay?
What about the three, I'm familiar with an incident where some people were asked to wait for 3 months or to separate for 3 months after one converted.
Yes.
And is that still done?
It is definitely still done. Trust me. It is definitely still done. There are mekilim on it, and there are times when one would be mekil. That's another shir. I'm not sure if it's actually talked about in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Geirus. If it's not, we'll try to discuss it before we close it. There are. It should be in a perfect world, it would be done. That is the general assumption of the Basin of America, from what I understand. But different Bati Dinim will differ as to when one would have a right to be Makel under which circumstances. Okay? All right. We'll stop here before Ricky tears my sorum apart. See everybody in Mirsa Hashem tomorrow.